with me live in the studio this morning, Anne Marie Dane, Associate Professor of Voice in the MSU Music Department, and Jim Baumlin, Distinguished Professor of English at MSU. And they're here to talk about a collaboration between the MSU Opera Theater and the MSU Meyer Library on a special presentation of a new chamber opera next Friday that'll be in the Crystal Ballroom at Kentwood Hall. So, who wants to go first?
Please.
Oh, go. Thank you, Distinguished Professor.
Yes. I have to get the titles correct.
I love it.
I have to go online to look them up sometimes, but I can't.
Good job. Yeah. I was at the National Opera Association convention last year and heard a piece of this work called Ghosts of Gatsby by this fantastic composer, Evan Mack. And as soon as I saw it, I couldn't wait to text Jim because I knew he would get really excited. He's always been a huge supporter of the opera. And the literary tie-in was just too much to pass up.
Right.
And I didn't even realize it was going to be in 2020. It never occurred to me until like New Year's Eve that we happened to choose this opera for the year 2020. Mm. But it's a great work. It's really interesting because it's kind of a micro opera. So it kind of lended itself well to have it as this dinner theater speakeasy experience. And it really gets us into the characters. There's a whole portion that's really speakeasy, fun music, living, loving, carefree life. And then a very serious kind of psychological drama where we get to know Scott and Zelda. And Zelda is at 24 years old. And then her 18-year-old self appears to her, and her 48-year-old self appears to her. And this is the moment in her life where she has that psychological break. And so she has all these voices from the past and the decisions she made choosing Scott and how wonderful he was, and the 18-year-old saying, this was the perfect decision. He's wonderful. And the 48-year-old self looking back and saying, you don't understand how bad this is going to get. And it's really wonderfully composed, and it's been a delicious challenge for the students to do such meaty material.
And this won the new composition award from the Dominic Argento Chamber Opera Competition, right?
Yes. My students and I, we all sit there at the convention and we watch these excerpts from all of the pieces, and then we decide which do we think the winner is. And I think we've got a perfect record so far picking the winner.
And that's always good.
Although there were so many wonderful things, I was like, maybe that someday. But Gatsby was the one that really, really caught my ear and eye.
You're calling this the Gatsby Soiree. It is next Friday, a week from tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. again at Crystal Ballroom at Kentwood Hall there on St. Louis Street. And Jim, what can you tell us about the literary
part of things?
The literary aspects of a chamber opera that deals with F. Scott Fitzgerald and Gatsby period.
Of course, as soon as Anne Marie Dane told me that she was contemplating having that opera, I immediately asked my department head to give me a class in which I could teach The Great Gatsby. And so I did. I'm currently reading it. I have read it with students in a writing class, a criticism of class, in which they take different approaches to the book. So they're doing a psychoanalytic version of it. They'll do a historical analysis of it as well. And Anne Marie's right that novel is in many ways not just a reflection of the Roaring Twenties and of America in the Roaring Twenties, and considered rightfully to be arguably the great American novel. It is also not just a novel, but it contains a great deal of the life and personalities of Scott and Zelda. The fact is that they lived in many ways within that culture that Fitzgerald is both fascinated by and critical of. It's a fascinating book in its complexity, and the way that you described it psychologically from Zelda's perspective is reflected in the characters of the novel. So I would suggest that anybody who's going to go to this soiree should by all means read the book first, because it's not a long book, it's a quick read, and it will tell you a great deal about America in the 20s. Now, which 20s?
Yeah,
because we're in the 20s,
yeah,
2020s
yes, we are.
Now. But I would suggest that much of what it says about American culture still holds for today.
100 years later. Yeah.
And I'll say something quickly about Kentwood Hall, because I think that this feeds into what we are trying to achieve by this soiree. Kentwood Hall is built in the 1920s. Its ballroom, where we're going to be holding this event, the Crystal Room, was a dance hall that was the venue of the first professional radio broadcasts in Springfield, which makes for a wonderful synchronicity that we're going back to the place.
Right, when it was the Kentwood Arms Hotel.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we are essentially being as historical as possible by holding it there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful, intimate venue that will transform. And we have the masters of ceremony for us will be Terry and Eric Spires. So they have a particularly theatrical and fun personalities to lead us through the evening, which I'm really excited about as
well. Now, this will include this evening, of course, a full catered dinner.
Including
appetizers and dessert. There's also a silent auction, and yes. That will be for what?
Well, we're to raise money for opera. We always kind of operate in economical ways.
You're not really even a line item on the music department budget.
No,
you have to raise your own funds to do the MSU opera program.
I have gracious leadership that helps us
helps us out.
And, you know, our students are achieving national recognition. And so a lot of what we spend our money on is to, A, give them the opportunities that they need to make them successful as they move on with their careers, but also supporting travel for them to, you know, places like our National Opera Association convention to compete nationally and then, you know, move on to, you know, bigger things and remember us.
The silent auction is the means by which students of mine can participate in this event. And also the silent auction turns this into a broader college collaboration.
Oh, the artwork is
university.
Beautiful. Mm.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we are fortunate in the College of Arts and Letters to have not just great artists, but generous ones as well that are willing to give us pieces of fine art. And anyone who comes to the soiree is going to have an opportunity to buy some very fine pieces of some digital lithography, some
pen and ink
materials. Yes, I think frankly it's the best silent auction that I've been involved in terms of the quality and the quantity of materials, and it includes people from communication and biology and some from the community as well as from art and design. But I'd like to just make a shout out to my colleagues to say that this is what makes collaborating with people like Anne-Marie so much fun, is belonging to a college where we are all interested in the interrelation of the arts. The Ghosts of Gatsby is music that my literature students need to know, and the people who are doing the art that is reflective of specific periods and eras and styles. We all come together. We're all doing the same thing. We are we are not just consuming culture, but we're producing it.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that you know, us as educators here, that we can look at things, everything kind of sinks deeper into the mind when you can hear it, see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, and be in a room.
That's the magic of opera, because it basically gathers in all of the performing arts and really a lot of the literary arts as well.
I'm gonna make a confession now, and I probably shouldn't do so my student. Yes. In my classes, in my lit classes, when I start reciting poetry, extemporaneously, and Susan said, whoa, he's got a good memory. No, you know what I'm doing? I'm just doing the lyrics from songs that I learned. Because having learned the lyrics as songs, I can just snap them off, and students think I'm much smarter than I am.
It's helpful for Jeopardy, too, actually. All the wonderful poetry. And the text for Gatsby, I mean, as you read through, you know, the documentation around the Fitzgeralds, this is straight from journals, books. I mean, you constantly hear quotations that you know, she says at one point to him, she says, "You plagiarize me." And, you know, and he did. He took things right out of her journals and put them in his own works.
My.
And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a wonder. It's a wonderful experience.
Evan Mack's Ghosts of Gatsby, new composition award winner at the recent Dominic Argento Chamber Opera Competition, will be presented as part of a Gatsby soiree by the MSU Opera Theater and MSU Meyer Library at Kentwood Crystal Ballroom next Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. There will also be some 1920s tunes that are not necessarily part of the opera.
Absolutely. Mm. We've got some Cole Porter, and we've, you know, just some delicious gems. And we are going to start, the doors will open at 6, and 6:30 will be appetizers and some of that, you know, time period
pre-show,
music. Also, don't wait to the last minute, please, because we need food counts. So I know usually with opera, we'll like, I'll just wait. And no, please don't wait.
Because need to know how many people are going to be there, because they need to know how many dinners they have to cater.
Delicious filet mignon we need to have prepared.
That's right.
And cheesecakes.
And that actually brings us to further collaborations, because clearly there are a lot of people involved in putting this together.
Oh, yes. Special drinks are being created that are, you know, we can't do the mixed drinks there, but we're making some that are kind of like an ode to the Bee's Knees and the Cult Reviver, you know, all these wonderful old drinks that we maybe don't hear about anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, great.
Now, tickets are $75, and you are invited to dress in whatever you can recreate as far as 1920s attire.
Yes, prizes for costumes.
And right. We'll also have a best dressed Daisy and Gatsby contest.
Yes.
And so anybody
who
comes,
I will be in a tuxedo.
I shall be in a double breasted tuxedo.
Oh my!
Oh,
so.
Wow. I'll have to up my game on my tuxedo.
I don't know, but I did want to make a shout out to the real sugar daddy, if I can use an old 20s style term, to Tom Peters as the director of the Ozark Studies Institute, as the dean of Meyer Libraries,
right,
as being essentially the one who has allowed us to have this collaboration, to fund the event, to make sure that we could actually pay for the meals.
Yeah, he really saw this and heard about it and said, yes, this is what we do. We bring people together and we join forces. And it's just so fantastic to have someone kind of outside of our College of Arts and Letters take such an interest.
And I think that's once again a reflection of the great theme of this conversation, which is collaboration, but also a marker that we are in a new era, I think, of the role that libraries will play, not just as archiving materials, but rather as also producing and supporting and creating venues for the cultural productions that will mark us as being citizens in the Ozarks and having a history and having a culture and wanting to produce as well as consume that culture. So as I see it, the Ozark Studies Institute, which is the driving force within the libraries, I think, for this particular event, that it's commitments to publications, to archiving the radio broadcasts and the television broadcasts that came, for example, out of theaters and dance halls in downtown Springfield, that we are seeing, again, this revolution in the idea that the library is now going to be the focus of culture and of its production as well as of its preservation.
So they are, again, an extremely important collaborator in this. By the way, I wanted to mention that table sponsorships are also available, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have some tables left, and that gives you, I think, $515 for a table of seven. Mm. We did seven so that there's that little hole, so nobody has to turn around all the way during all the performances.
I like that. That's good.
Thinking ahead.
All right. That, again, is the chamber opera by Evan Mack, Ghosts of Gatsby, which is the centerpiece of this Gatsby soiree, a collaboration between various entities here at Missouri State University, but specifically Missouri State University Opera and the MSU Meyer Library. A week from tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. in the Kentwood Hall Crystal Ballroom. Individual tickets are $75 each. There will be a full dinner, the performance, silent auction, and you're invited to dress in 1920s attire. For information, call 836-6011 or visit Missouri State Opera Theater's Facebook page or their Twitter account. Either one.
Absolutely.
You've got information about it. All right, that is Anne-Marie Dane, Associate Professor of Voice in the MSU Music Department, and Jim Baumlin, Distinguished Professor of English here at MSU. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.